Blog Talk Radio. All participants are muted, and they can unmute themselves.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, people of God. God bless you. God bless you on today. God bless each and every one of you. Amen. Holy, holy greetings. Holy greetings to each and every one of you on tonight. Amen, Jesus. We're excited. We're excited for what the Lord is doing. We're excited for what he's about to do. Amen, Jesus, as Evangelist Bond, who is our host, always says, God is up to something. Amen. So, people of God, we're going to release the platform to her. Amen, our co-host for tonight. Glory be to God. God bless you, Evangelist. You have the platform.
Amen. Praise the Lord, Evangelist Bradley. God bless you. Amen, amen. And praise the Lord to everyone, amen, who's on the sound of my voice this afternoon. Amen. We're still excited, amen, about Jesus. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. The Lord has just been so good, so kind. Amen. And so merciful today. Praise God. Amen. We owe him a praise. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Ain't no harm done calling on Jesus, you all. Amen. Call and praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. He's worthy to be praised this afternoon. Amen. And we just greet you, amen, in the precious name of Jesus. Amen. To all of our listeners, praise God. Amen. And to the founder, praise God, Evangelist Bradley. Amen. 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 What a day it has been. Amen. I don't know about you. Amen. But I woke up this morning with him on my mind. Yes, I did. Glory to God. Amen. And we just been rejoicing. Amen. Amen. A spillover from last night. Praising God. Amen. To know. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Responding to Zigzag. Amen. Glory to God. Giving him the praise. Amen. And we're just excited. Hallelujah. Amen. There's something about that name, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. It just thrills my soul. Praise God. Glory to God, and I praise him today, praise God. Amen, for the word said, amen. He didn't, praise God, we didn't choose him, but he chose us. Amen, and I'm glad, hallelujah, glad to be in that number one more time. Amen, I'm grateful that he chose me. Hallelujah, because he looked beyond my faults and saw my needs. Hallelujah, and I praise him for that, praise God. Glory to God, amen, and we're just excited, yes, you are. Amen. Tune in, praise God, to the PNN Network. Hallelujah. Amen. Where anything is bound to happen. Glory to God. Amen. Yes, yes, yes. God is up to something. Glory. Hallelujah. We praise him today. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. For what he has done, what he's getting ready to do. Amen. It doesn't matter what you're coming out of, what you're getting ready to go into. Amen. And what it looks like. God is up to something. Amen. And we thank you for joining us tonight. Text a friend. Amen. Text a neighbor. Text your enemy. Praise God. Amen. To let them know. Amen. The PNN, praise God, is on. Hallelujah. Amen. Prayer News Network. Praise God. Amen. It's moving. Amen. By the power of God. Amen. And we just want you to know, praise God. Amen. That you can text them. Praise God. Amen. The number. Hallelujah, amen, glory to God, amen, 1-339-209-6891, amen, to let them know, praise God, we are here, praise God, we are here, praising God, amen, hallelujah, we thank God for you tonight, amen, we also thank the Lord, amen, hallelujah, for those, amen, the listeners, praise God, amen, our surrounding and the internationals, yes, amen, and we just like to recognize them, praise God, amen, tonight. Glory to God, amen, from Canada, hallelujah, Bermuda, Brazil, China, Tortola, Nassau, Bahamas, Nigeria, hallelujah, South Africa, amen, and majority of the USA, hallelujah, amen. We want to say, praise the Lord, everyone. Glory to God. Amen. You are welcome. Praise God. Amen. To join in with us. Hallelujah. Take your shoes off. Amen. Relax in your recliner. Praise God. Shout if you got to. Run around the house if you want to. Amen. You in the right place. Glory to God at the right time. Hallelujah. Amen. I want you to know, praise God, that we can tell you more about how you can get copies. Amen. Amen. Of the broadcast tonight. Glory to God. Amen. But that's right after. Amen. Praise God. The ministry come. Praise God. Hallelujah. We'll come back. Praise God. And let you know how you can get copies of, amen, this awesome, praise God, anointed Holy Ghost, praise God, word tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. And want again, want to say we thank you. Glory to God. Amen. For being here and all of our advisors. God bless you tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. Of all of our listeners. Praise God. The children. Mom, Dad, Papa, amen, Mama, all of you, we praise the Lord for you tonight, praise God, amen, and want you to know, amen, we do like to, amen, recognize, amen, our forerunners that has gone on before, that have labored, amen, in the gospel, amen, hallelujah, amen, and to acknowledge, praise God, amen, the late, amen, Apostle S.D. James, praise God, amen, Senior, praise God, amen, Apostle Samuel Hudgens, hallelujah, presiding Bishop K.A. Tanay, hallelujah, and Apostle D.G. Taylor, amen, and we praise God for them, praise God, hallelujah, amen, for just, amen, spreading the good news, amen, telling, amen, sinners, amen, what must we do to be saved, glory to God, amen, and we thank them, praise God, amen, we greet you, praise God, tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Let the recognize, praise God, all of our leaders. Hallelujah. That's under sound of our voice tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. And we're not going to prolong the time. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. But we're going to ask, praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. If minister, amen, Emmanuel, praise God. Amen. Will come, praise God, at this time. Amen. And sanctify, bless the line for us tonight. Amen. Let's receive it by saying, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Minister Emmanuel, God bless you.
Amen. God bless you, Evangelist Bond. Amen. God bless you to all the people of God. Amen. We come, amen, in the name of the Lord. We thank God, amen, to, amen, our visionary founder, amen, of this Prayer News Network, amen, Evangelist Bradley. Amen. We thank God for each and every one of you, amen, this evening. Amen. We're going to come to you. Amen. Go to the throne of grace. We ask that you put your hearts and your minds on Jesus. Amen. Let your faith reach out tonight. Amen. Believing that God has everything that you need, and he will supply your needs. It's riches in glory. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you right now. We come to you with thanksgiving in our heart. We come to you with praise. Oh, God, you're supposed to be thankful unto you and bless your holy name. Father God, we just bless you right now. We praise you for who you are. We thank you for your mighty acts tonight. We thank you for your loving kindness. We thank you for your goodness towards us. Oh, God, you loved us with an everlasting love. Father God, you kept us all day long. You kept us from danger seen and unseen. You shielded us. You protected us. Oh, God, you kept us safe from the enemy. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, we just want to say thank you tonight. Oh, God, we just want to praise you, God. We want to glorify you. Oh, God, we just want to exalt your holy name. Oh, God, you've been so good to us. You're wonderful. You are mighty, God. You are the everlasting Father. You are the Prince of Peace. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, you reign forevermore. You sit on that throne, God. Oh, God, you are Lord tonight. You are King of Kings, and you are Lord of Lords. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, we just come to say thank you tonight. Oh, God, we just come to praise you tonight. We come to exalt your holy name. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, we love you today. Oh, God, we love you with a great love. Oh, God, because you loved us first. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we want to show our appreciation. We want you to know how thankful we are. We want you to know how grateful we are. Oh, God, we give you our praise tonight. We give you our gratitude. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we lift up holy hands tonight, huh? Oh, God, we lift up holy hands, huh? Without wrath and doubting, huh? In the mighty name of Jesus, huh? Oh, Father God, we pray right now, huh? Oh, God, as we come to you, God, huh? Oh, God, we come with an humble heart tonight, huh? We come with an humble spirit tonight, huh? We know that you resist the proud, huh? But you give a grace unto the humble, huh? In the mighty name of Jesus, huh? You told us in your word, huh? To humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God, huh? In due time, you will exalt us, huh? Oh, God, we believe your word tonight, huh? We come humble tonight, God, huh? Oh, God, looking unto you, Lord, huh? Realizing that we need your help, Lord, huh? We need you every step of the way, God, huh? In the mighty name of Jesus, huh? Now, Lord, we pray right now, God, huh? Oh, God, before we petition you, huh? Before we ask you for anything, huh? We ask you right now, God, to forgive our sins, to blot out our iniquity, Lord, creating us a clean heart, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, we've done anything today, that was out of your will, that wasn't in your word, we pray that you will forgive us today, oh, God, if we said something, oh, God, spoken words out of our mouth, that should not have come forth, oh, God, we ask you to forgive us, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, sanctify us through and through, sanctify our heart tonight. Sanctify our minds, through your truth tonight, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, if we had thoughts today, that was not pleasing unto you, or even liking unto you, God, we ask you to forgive us, oh, God, we need you, oh, God, we need you, we need you to wash our minds, we need you to wash our hearts, oh, God, wash our spirit tonight, we want to be right, Lord, make us right tonight, in your sight, God, while we come into your presence, Lord, we want to have the right spirit, in the mighty name of Jesus, move self out the way, that you may be glorified, move, God, move the old man out the way, help us to die daily, in the name of Jesus, oh, God, resurrecting us, God, to walk in the newness of life, please, Lord, we need your help tonight, Lord, we need you, Lord, every step of the way, Lord, we are depending on you, we ask you to make ways out of no way, we ask you to open up doors, that are closed in our face, in the mighty name of Jesus, you are a door opener, you are a way maker tonight, you are a bridge over troubled waters, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, come through for your people, make ways for your people, Lord, provide for your people tonight, in the name of Jesus, somebody don't have food on the table, but Lord, we pray you feed them tonight, in the mighty name of Jesus, put clothes on the children's back, put shoes on their feet tonight, in the mighty name of Jesus, look on those that don't have a roof over their head, oh God, we ask you to provide tonight, in the name of Jesus, oh God, you said faith coming by hearing, and hearing by the word of God, oh God, we know you're going to see your word tonight, we know you're going to speak to us, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, speak, Lord, by serving hearing, speak, Lord, we hear you, Lord, we need a word from you, Lord, one word tonight, could change our situation, one word, could turn things around in our life, oh God, do it tonight, give us the faith that we need, to believe on your name, in the mighty name of Jesus, you said faith without works is dead, oh God, help us to put our faith to work, help us to exercise our faith in you, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, bless the speaker of the hour tonight. Oh, God, bless your messenger, Lord. Oh, God, bless your woman servant tonight. Oh, God, let her come. Oh, God, and depart your word unto us, in the mighty name of Jesus, anoint from the crown of her head, down to the soles of her feet, oh, God, quicken her mortal body, speak to her through the Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus, oh, God, send the witness tonight, oh, God, send the witness tonight, send confirmation, Lord, somebody needs an answer, somebody needs direction, somebody needs some guidance tonight, see your word, Lord, let your word do the work, oh, God, do the work tonight,
tonight, in the mighty name of Jesus. Save that lost soul tonight. Penetrate that heart tonight. Break up the foul ground. Break up that stony heart. And give them a heart of flesh. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, give them the right spirit tonight. Oh, God, we know that you're able. We know you have the power. Oh, God, continue to look on this prayer line. Look on the prayer news network, God. Oh, God, let your will be done. Let your will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Let your will be done in us tonight. Oh, God, no more robbers. You, Christ. It's you that live inside. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, help us to be pleasing in your sight. Help us to walk worthy of the vocation wherever we were called. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, do it for your name's sake tonight. Oh, God, look on our visionary tonight. Look on our founder tonight. Bless her, strengthen her, keep her, Lord. Oh, God, order up, Jesus. Cause her to stay, God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, let her continue to see you in a way that she never saw you before. Oh, God, bless her going out. Bless her coming in from this time forth, even forevermore. Oh, God, look on our leaders, oh, God. Oh, God, those far and near. Even look on those, oh, God, that are in the other countries tonight. We pray that you will bless them, oh, God. Encourage their heart. Make ways for them. Open up doors for them, God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, let this ministry be a blessing to their lives. Oh, God, let them gain faith. Let them gain favor, even in your sight. We know you, we know you got the power. Oh, God, we love you. We praise you. We thank you. We give you the glory. We give you all the honor that is due unto your name. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen and thank God.
Thank you.
Glory, glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah. My. Hallelujah, amen, hallelujah. Glory to God, amen, hallelujah. Awesome. Amen, I feel it moving. Praise God, hallelujah. Holy Ghost, have your way in this place. Hallelujah, glory. Somebody say amen, say praise God. Amen, it's in the house. Amen, the Holy Ghost is in the house. Glory to God, thank you, amen, minister. Emmanuel, praise God, amen, for the awesome, praise God, amen. Prayer, glory to God, hallelujah, amen. It's hard to keep your seat, amen. It's hard, amen, to try to compose, amen, yourself, hallelujah. Ah, my. Amen. Be like somebody say, oh, man. Glory to God. Just feel, amen, just right nice. You know, amen. But we're going to ask, praise God, amen, Sister Robin Jackson, amen, to come, praise God, amen, and render us a solo tonight. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Just man, strike six. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Praise God. Praise Him, praise Him, praise Him. Jesus, blessed Savior, He's worthy to be praised. Praise Him. Praise Him, praise Him, praise Him. Jesus, blessed Savior, He's worthy to be praised. From the rising of the sun until the going down of the same. He's worthy, Jesus is worthy, He's worthy to be praised. Praise Him, praise Him, unto the going down of the saints. He's worthy. Jesus is worthy. He's worthy to be praised. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Jesus, bless his Savior. He's worthy to be praised. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister. Amen. Robin Jackson. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise him. Hallelujah. He's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. Amen. Our Lord, our Savior is worthy to be praised. Amen. Thank you so much. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And we're going to get ready. Praising the Lord. Praise God. Amen. Action. Amen. Continue to text someone. Praise God. Amen. Invite someone on the line. Amen. Tonight. Amen. Hallelujah is your night. Glory to God. Amen. Whatever you stand in need of. Amen. Hallelujah. Tonight can be your night. Amen. There's nothing too hard for the Lord. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And they like you to know. Praise God. Amen. Just in case. Amen. You may have to run to the kitchen. Praise God. Amen. To get a glass of water, praise God, amen, or whatever you have to do, praise God, amen, ask you to get your pencil and pad, praise God, just in case, amen, amen, you forget, amen, didn't understand, or just what, amen, you can mark it down, praise God, write it down, praise God, amen, hallelujah, because the scripture says, thy word have I hid in my heart that I may not, amen, sin against thee, amen, the word. Praise God, it has life. Amen. So get your pencil and pad, praise God, amen, and jot down, praise God, write down, praise God, amen. Don't want us to miss nothing. Don't want you to miss nothing. Praise God, amen, tonight, amen. And we're going to get ready, hallelujah, amen, hallelujah, amen, to ask, amen, Minister Emmanuel, praise God, to come back, praise God, amen, and introduce, amen, our speaker, amen, for the hour. Amen. Let's receive him by saying, praise the Lord. Amen. Minister Emmanuel, God bless you.
Amen. God bless you, Evangelist Bond. Amen. Thank God. Amen for you. Thank God. Amen for this opportunity. Amen. To come back. Amen. Before you once again, we praise God once again for our visionary founder. Amen. Of this great line, prayer line. And amen. It's more than just a prayer line. Amen. It's a line from heaven to reach down. Amen. And save us and rescue us. Amen. Amen. That is Bradley, to all of God's people, to all our advisors. We just got it a blessing, amen, to be in the midst of, in the land of the living. Amen. Amongst the people of God one more time. Amen. We greet you, amen, Prayer News Network family. Amen. We greet you with holy greetings in the name of the Lord. Amen. We're glad, amen, that you're here tonight. We're glad, amen, to be a part, amen, of this great move of God. Amen. We thank God, amen, for our great speaker tonight. Amen. And how that, amen, the Lord has blessed her, amen, to come, amen, before us, amen, about a couple weeks or so ago. Amen, truly, we, amen, thoroughly enjoyed her. And thank God, God made it possible for her to be back with us tonight. Amen, she's a woman that loves God. She stands for holiness, amen, without taking down. Amen, and we thank God for her, amen, the life that she lives. She don't just preach about it, but she lives it. Amen, and we thank God for her, and I praise God, amen. She ministers in many ways. Amen. And she's so humble about it, but she is a gospel artist as well. Amen. She's a gospel artist. Amen. She has two CDs out. Amen. So she's ministering through song, amen, and through the word of God. God is using her life all the way around to be a, amen, to minister and to be a witness, amen, for the kingdom. Amen. And thank God for the hearts and the men of the lives that she has touched and yet touching, amen, through this gospel. Amen. So tonight, amen, we want to present to some and introduce to others, amen, our own minister, amen, Minister Beverly Biggs Beverly Biggs out of Monroe, Georgia. Amen. From Saints Tabernacle Church of God. Amen. Thank God. Amen. God bless you, woman of God. Amen. You have the platform at this time.
God bless you, man of God. So glad to be on the line one more time. We thank God for this great service that have already taken place. Oh, my God. You all have ushered the presence of the Lord in this house. I tell you, I feel it in my living room right now. Hey, my God. I thank you, God. Thank you, God. We give great honor unto God on tonight. Thank God for being saved, sanctified, Holy Ghost filled, and have a mind to live for the Lord. I thank God. I give great honor unto the founder of our church, Saints Tabernacle in Monroe, Georgia, the late great Elder Charles Lemons. Also to our great pastor, Evangelist Thelma Lemons. We give great honor unto them on tonight. And I also give great honor to Evangelist, visionary founder, Evangelist Bradley. Amen. We thank God for her being a vessel that was used by God and yet being used by God. And also I give great honor to Evangelist Buns and also to the soloist, the great soloist on tonight. I was rocking my head and singing the song along with you, Sister Robin Jackson. And Brother Emmanuel, I thank God for you being a vessel to even count me worthy or whatever the word is to even speak the very first time and for you all to even allow me to come back to share a word. And I thank God for the opportunity. I thank God for just being on this line, Prayer News Network. I call this the lifeline. Yes, yes. I call this the lifeline. Every time you're having this service, you're throwing out the lifeline to bring in a soul to Christ. Amen, amen. But we thank God for tonight. We ask that you pray for us that the word of God will have a free course. And we pray to God that it bless somebody that is listening, that may not be saved at this time right now. We are hoping and praying and believing that something will be said or done will give you a mind to be saved. Even those that need strength, we pray that, oh, my God, yes, that you will be strengthened with the might of the Lord. Yes, yes. We're getting ready to go to the word on tonight. Somebody said the word of God is right. Yes, it is. The word of God is right. We ask, if you will, to go with us to St. Luke, the 14th chapter, and we're going to start at the 16th verse. St. Luke, 14th chapter, and the 16th verse. And it reads, "Then said he unto him, a certain man made a great supper and bade many, and sent his servant at supper time to say to them that were bidden, Come, for all things are now ready. And they all with one consent began to make excuse. The first said unto him, I have bought a piece of ground, and I must needs go and see it. I pray thee, have me excused. Another said, I have bought 5 yoke of oxen, and I go to prove them. I pray thee, have me excused. And another said, I have married a wife, and therefore I cannot come. So that servant came and shewed the Lord these things. Then the master of the house, being angry, said to his servant, Go out quickly into the streets and the lanes of the city, and bring in hither the poor and the maimed and the halt and the blind. And the servant said, Lord, it is done as thou hast commanded, and yet there is room. And the Lord said unto his servant, Go out into the highways and hedges and compel them to come in, that my house may be filled. The thought for tonight is a call to righteousness, a call to righteousness. The word calls means to make a request or a demand. The word righteousness means being in accordance of being right, being true, godly, and proper. A call to righteousness. That's what God is doing. He's crying out, and he's using the messengers, even through this broadcast, to even through the Prayer News Network, to send out a call of righteousness. No, my God, yes, north, south, east, and west. He's sending out the call. COVID-19 might have thought it had us bound, but how many of y'all know the word of God is not bound? Hey, God, thank God for the telephone. Yes, yes. Hey, people can gossip on the telephone. Why can't we share the gospel? Hey, God, yes, on the telephone line, going out to those that are in need. I think about the word call. A lot of times we pick up the phone, and I know because of COVID, we haven't been able to go to a lot of restaurants. So we've been had sometimes call-in orders. When we call in our order, we expect for that order to be proper. We expect for that order to be exactly what we ordered. And we wouldn't mind if they put a little extra in, amen? But we want our order to be exactly what we ordered. And that's exactly the way God is. He's calling, oh God, he's calling for righteousness. In this day, he's calling for righteousness. And I know even now we have what you call caller ID. Hey, God, I'd be honest with you. I appreciate the caller ID because sometimes you get so many scammers. You get so many calls you don't want to receive. And if you don't be able to see them, you pick it up and not know who it is. Every call you don't need to receive, amen? Every call you don't need to answer. But this call, yes, yes, this call, everybody need to take heed to. I think about, we go back to the beginning of time when in Genesis how God, he created the earth. He created the heaven and the earth. And he brought forth all the animals, the waters, the seas, the beautiful flowers, the beautiful plants. And if you look now during this fall or spring season, you see all the beautiful flowers just blooming. And that represents God's glory. And I think about God, he saw fit for Adam and Eve to be created. He created Adam, and then he took a rib from Adam, and he created Eve. I'm going back in time for a reason, because I want to show everybody what the plan of God is. See, man has a plan. Satan has a plan, but we need to know what God's plan is for us. He was the one created us, and it was a purpose. Am I by God? Yes, it was a purpose why he created you. It was a purpose why God allowed you to be born. There were so many people, even children, that were given up for adoption. And even that there were some that just seemed like the parents didn't want them. But I yet want to let you know you were born for a reason, yes. You were not a mistake. I don't care what man say. You were not a mistake. Even if you're to the point where maybe your mother and father have neglected you. But God loves you. He created you for his purpose and for his glory. The Bible says that Adam and Eve, God had set up the garden, and it was so bad. I could imagine in my mind, it was so beautiful. And even picture this, people of God, picture this, that when we go to a wedding, we go to the wedding and we see all the beautiful decorations. The groomsmen are sharp. The groom is sharp. The bride maids are sharp. The ring bearers are sharp. Everybody's sharp. But the main person that is the highlight of that wedding is the bride. And I look at this like just like that. God set up this beautiful earth so that his creation, when they come forth, they will come forth to something that's beautiful. Could you imagine how beautiful the apples were?
Could you imagine how beautiful the oranges and all the beautiful fruit that he had created upon the earth? And then he decided that man needed to come forth. And the Bible says that man was made of the dust of the earth. And he breathed into man, and he became a living soul. And when he made man for his glory, yes. He made man for his glory. There was no sin upon the earth. Adam hadn't sinned. Eve hadn't sinned. They were made the way God wanted them to be made. But remember, there was somebody called Satan. Even he came through the figurative of a serpent. And if you notice, a serpent, when they come, they don't always make noises. They come real quiet. They ease up on you in an ease way. But the Bible said that the devil came, and the serpent came, and he was an evil spirit. And the Bible said that he spoke to Eve. He said that he was more subtle, meaning that he was more cunning. See, he didn't come to Adam. Adam was the one God gave the promise to. Adam was the one God gave the law to. He gave the command to that every tree of the garden you can eat, but you cannot eat from the tree of knowledge of good and evil. And I used to tell my vacation Bible school class this. He did not want you to eat from the tree of good, of knowledge of good and evil, because he didn't want you to know about evil. Think about it, saints of God. He didn't want us to know about evil. That's why he told them not to eat from that tree. But here comes Satan with his deceiving spirit, which is upon the earth right now. Oh, my God, yes, he's a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. The Bible said that he spoke unto Eve, and this is what he told Eve. See, he knows how. See, we as the people of God have to be wise. The Bible said, be wise as serpent, but harmless as doves. He told her, he said, you are going to become as gods. Now, if somebody tell you that you're going to be a god, that probably just swell your head up. But it was a catch to it. Mm-hmm. In that verse where it says in the third chapter of Genesis and the fifth verse, when you get a chance, look at it. Third chapter of Genesis and the fifth verse. If you look at the word gods, it's a lowercase g, which means idol god. Then he even told it in the sixth verse. He said, you're going to eat from that tree, and it's going to make you wise. Now, who don't want to be wise? Who don't want to have wisdom? Who don't want to have understanding and wisdom of how to do things? Oh, he just fixed it up. But God had a plan. God had gave the plan out to the people, a call of righteousness. But the Bible said that Eve gave in, and she gave to Adam, and he ate of the fruit, and their eyes came open, and they saw that they were naked. But look at it. When they was in their spiritual body, they didn't know they were naked. See? But when they got in the flesh, when they gave in to Satan, oh, my God, yes. And one thing about it, when you give in to Satan, after you give in to him, then he will show you your shame. Mm-hmm. See? He will show you your shame. He'll show you up after the fact. But God had gave a commandment to them for them to keep, and they did not abide by it. And that's the same way now. Even when children do wrong, the first thing they want to do is hide. I remember even before I got saved, I was a professional thief. I was a thief by day. I was a thief by night. But I thank God for his saving grace. I remember even, you know, and it's one thing about when you are not saved. It's something about how the devil can put ideas in your mind of things to do. Your mind is a workshop for the devil when you're not saved. You are a vessel, an instrument for Satan when you're not saved. I remember something as simple as this. When we would go out and play in the summertime, and it would just be so hot, and when you come back home, you look in the refrigerator and you see some water, but then you also see this cold orange phantom drink. And the only thing I really wanted was that cold orange phantom drink. But guess what? It wasn't even mine, but I still wanted it. So what the devil put in my mind, he said, well, go ahead and open it halfway and drink some of it. Put a little sugar back in it and some water, shake it up, and fold it back closed. See, he's a creator of evil things. And if you are an instrument for him, he'll do it for you too. So when my mother got ready to find out, when she went in there to drink her drink, she said, who been in my drink? And the way she could tell I was lying, I would get to study. You been in it. And when time for me to get that beating, I ain't said just a little pat. When time for me to get that beating, the same Satan that spoke to me was nowhere around to stop it. The same way the shame came upon Adam and Eve, Satan, what it didn't say nothing about that serpent was around anymore. The devil will put you out there, and he will leave you. He will push you to do things, and he will leave you out there by yourself. But the Bible said that man was so wicked upon the earth. God, and please remember, the plan of God is a call to righteousness. Oh, my God, yes, a call to righteousness. The Bible said that God repented that he ever made man. He said that my spirit shall not always strive with man, for that he is also flesh. But God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually, and it repented the Lord that he had made man on the earth. But then in the 8th verse in the 6th chapter of Genesis, it said, but Noah found grace in the eyes of God. You may be that Noah in your family right now. Maybe your children are not saved, and they're doing all kinds of things. Maybe your loved ones are doing all kinds of things. But maybe you are that Noah in your family that God has found grace to put upon your family. They may have done things that have caused them to be destroyed, but God is using you to be that Noah that will help save your family. Keep being the Noah, the female Noah, the male Noah. Whatever it takes, continue to stand in the gap for your family. The Bible says that Noah found grace in the sight of God. And God decided that he would use Noah to be able to build an ark. And when he built that ark, he built it according to exactly how God told him to build it. This is about God's plan. And when he built the ark, the Bible said him and his family went in two of every kind. And it even said that he took 7 clean animals of different kinds. And I found out that the reason why he took 7 clean animals was because they were going to be for the sacrifice. That when the flood is gone, Noah built an altar, and he presented and sacrificed those animals before God. And the thought I got out of that, God accepts a clean offering. God accepts a clean sacrifice. That's why he said in his word, present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. In other words, it's the least we can do. Is present ourselves to God. God's plan was that Noah would build the ark because God had decided that he was going to destroy the earth with a flood. It was going to rain 40 days and 40 nights. Just like even right now, God could use you to be that Noah, as I said, to prevent destruction from coming to your city. God could look at the city and see all the corruptness that's in it, but he looked down at you and said, because of their holiness, oh my God, because of their life that they're living, because they are standing in the holy place, I will not consume this family. I will not consume this city. That's why we as the saints of God, we got to stand for holiness. God, yes, we got to stand for righteousness, even when we're being persecuted, when we're being lied on. No matter what people say, we got to stand for righteousness, the call of righteousness. The Bible said that after it had rained 40 days and 40 nights, that God destroyed the whole earth. He destroyed all the animals. He destroyed every mankind. But Noah and his family were saved, all because of his obedience. I could imagine that Noah preached. He told the people, it's going to rain. It's going to rain. Just like us preachers now telling people, God, Jesus is coming back. He's coming back. And they act just like we're not saying anything. Act like it's something that doesn't even matter. But one day, he's coming back. He's going to come back without a doubt. I'm so glad for the call to righteousness. The Bible says that I thank God for Jesus because he said, and she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. See, that was in the plan of God. It was in the plan of God for God to redeem man back to God, back to himself. He didn't want man to be destroyed anymore. He wanted to give man a chance to get to heaven. He wanted man to be able to live a life of cleanliness on this earth. And it says, she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people. Hallelujah. From. That means he's going to take you out of it. He's going to take you out of the alcohol. He's going to take you out of the adultery. He's going to take that tongue of lying out of you. He will save you from your sins. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but shall have everlasting life. That's the call to righteousness. That's what he wants for us, is to have life. And I'm not talking about life in prison. I'm not talking about that. But I'm talking about he came that we might have life and have it more abundantly. That means it's explosive. It's huge. It's mighty. When you live for Christ, it's the best life that you can ever live. He said in his word, if you turn to Romans, the 8th chapter, I have several scriptures. I tell you, I'm a preacher. I believe in giving the word. I don't just want to talk. People need the word. The Bible, the song said, everything going down but the word of God. When everything else passed away, when everything is done away with, the word is still going to be standing. We're living in a day now where people are putting trust in any and everything, just like the man that built his house on sand. Now, who in the name of Jesus would build their house on sand? And when the storm came, the house could not stand because the water just washed away the sand. But the man that built his house on a rock, he was able to stand by God. Yes, make sure you're standing on the rock of Jesus. Jesus is the rock. Because see, even in the time that we're living in now where COVID has hit tremendously, it has hit through death. It has hit through loss of jobs, loss of homes. And if people ever needed to depend on God, it's times right now. There may be people right now that have so much trust in their job that when they wake up the next morning, I'm going to still be able to go to work. But lo and behold, the job is gone. But if you just trust in God, he will provide. I felt that in the name of Jesus. He said, the cattle on the thousand hill belong to me. He said, behold the fowls of the air. They reap not, neither do they toil, neither do they gather into barns. But yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. If he can feed the bird, he's going to feed you. Keep trusting. Keep leaning. Keep depending on him. He will not let you down. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh. See, when we was in the flesh, we did those things of the flesh. See, when we was acting crazy, it was the reason why we was acting crazy, because we was in the flesh. But when you get saved, then, but by God, yes, there is a difference. You don't have the same mind. You're no longer the same person. You are a new creature. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Maybe right now you're caught up in something and you want to get out and you can't. But if you just trust in God, the one that is able to change that situation, the one that created you, and if he created you, he can change you. Yes, yes, yes. If he created you, since he created you, he can change you. Just like, for example, if you had a Cadillac that you bought from the Cadillac dealership. Now, if something go wrong with that Cadillac, you ought to be able to take it back, and they should be able to know exactly what's wrong and know how to fix it. So if something is going wrong with you, take it to the Creator. Yes, yes. Take it to the Creator. He can fix it. He knows exactly what's going on. Romans 8:2, for the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do in that it was weak through the flesh, God sent his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh. Now, what this means is we could not keep the word of God on our own. We couldn't do it. We may have tried, but we could not do it because the spirit of the keeper was not on the inside. But this is why he said that for what the law could not do and that it was weak, he condemned sin in the flesh. And this is the reason why he condemned it, saints of God and people of God, that the righteousness, hallelujah, of the law might be fulfilled in us. Hallelujah. A call to righteousness. That the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. That's the reason why the people you used to hang with, you don't want to hang with them no more. That's the reason why the places you used to go, hallelujah, you don't want to go there no more. That's the reason why your inheritance is among those that are sanctified. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, because yes, you get glory out of praising God. You get a blessing out of being among God's people. It's supposed to be that when you get saved, there is a difference. I've seen people that come in one way and go out the other. People that come in drunk and go out sober. Hallelujah. That's what the Spirit of God does. It sanctifies you. Anyway, my God, yes, it gives you a spiritual surgery. A spiritual surgery. It takes out the sin and it put in righteousness. Hey, God, let every man that be in Christ, he is a new creature. He is a new creature. But they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh. But they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death. But to be spiritually minded is life and peace. That's the reason why we as the church, if we are saying we are saved, we need to be saved. Not saved on Sunday and then Monday you're with the world. Choose ye this day. Oh my God, yes. Choose ye this day whom ye will serve. Do you not know there are people out there that need Jesus? But if people are unholy and they're claiming righteousness, but they are unstable in all their ways, their light cannot shine. God is not going to shine through sin. God is not going to shine through unrighteousness. In the name of Jesus. That's why he said, choose ye this day whom ye going to serve. saints of God, we carry a light that is brighter than a 100-watt bulb. The light that God has given us, a light bulb can't even do it. A light bulb can't even touch it. Because the Bible says, they that sat in darkness saw great light. And they saw that great light because they saw Jesus. Jesus is not here physically. So we are the representatives of Jesus. Are you that light? It don't supposed to be that when they come around the saints of God, they're uncomfortable. Or should I say that they can blend in with you. It's supposed to be that when they get around you, if a wrong word come out, that they say, excuse me, I'm sorry. It don't supposed to be that they can curse around you and it be all right, saying something ain't right, something in the milk ain't clean, my grandmama used to say. The Bible said that Jesus told Peter, he said, the devil desired to sift you as wheat. Oh, my God, yes, but I have prayed for you that when you are converted, that you will strengthen those that remain. See, the devil don't want us to walk holy. He don't want us to be righteous. He don't want us to heed to that call of righteousness. He wants us to be unholy. He wants us to take heed to what he wants us to do. But saints of God, I remember when my grandmother used to make biscuits, and she would use a sifter, and she would sift out the good flour. And but when she got finished, you would look in the sifter, and you would see hard pieces. Now, she wouldn't put that in with the good. She would throw it away. So the devil is trying to sift the saints of God. He's trying to sift your joy, trying to sift your power, trying to sift your strength. But God say, I will strengthen you with my God, yes, I will strengthen you with my might. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might, not your might. Saints, we can't do this by ourselves. People of God, we can't do it by ourselves. That's why we have to pray. We have to fast. We have to get in the Word. We have to stay close to God. See, we have to, so that we can stay strong, so that we can be that light to be a help to somebody. And saints of God, I'm going to tell you, if you will, turn to Philippians. Now, this is talking about the benefit of Christ's death. See, that was a sacrifice that had to be made in order for us to receive the righteous fruit. Philippians 2, 7 through 10. But made himself, let this mind be in you, fifth verse, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore, because he suffered, because he went through the death, wherefore God also hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, hallelujah, every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things in the earth and things under the earth, at the name of Jesus, hallelujah, my God, yes. When you're going through trouble, when you're going through grief, if you can't say nothing else, just say Jesus, hallelujah. Hey, God, if you can only just say Jesus, maybe you're going through pain in your body right now, just say the name of Jesus, my God, yes, the name of Jesus. Hey, God, yes, there's healing in his name. There's deliverance in his name. Jesus. Jesus. Yes, Jesus. If that's all you can say, just say Jesus. Oh, my God, yes. Oh, God, yes, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Oh, God, he hears your cry. He hears your cry. He does not have a deaf ear. He hears your cry. He knows your name. He knows your name. He knows your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He knows your name right now, God. Oh, God, that person that right now, Lord, they used to be in the ark of safety. And maybe they are ashamed to come to you as the woman that was caught in adultery. But God, you look beyond all our faults and you saw our needs. You took our iniquities and our infirmities to the cross. Oh, God, whoever it is right now, in the name of Jesus, God, save them right now. Hallelujah, save them right now. God, oh my God, yes, set free right now in the name of Jesus. Those that are sick right now, healed in the name of Jesus. Healed by your power, God. God, yes, yes, yes. We believe your word. We take you at your word, God. We take you at your word. There is a call of righteousness, saints. People of God, everyone on the line, there is a call of righteousness. I'm so hurt in this day and time to see what is going on in the world today. We see people that are calling right wrong and wrong right. We see people that are making a mockery of the people of God. They're picking at the people of God. But just remember, saints of God, they mocked Jesus. They spit upon Jesus. They ridiculed Jesus. But after he rose, hallelujah, he rose with all power in his hand. If we don't suffer, we would not reign with him. As the people of God, we would not reign with him. Thank you, God. I'm listening. Think about the word of God. It says, in 1 Timothy, the 4th chapter, hallelujah, God. Now the Spirit speaketh expressively, or the words, the Spirit speaketh clearly, that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. The word seducing means to attract or tempt by offering pleasure or advantages to attract someone to a belief of action that is inadvisable. Seducing spirits is an attraction that is powerful. If you go back to Adam and Eve, how the serpent deceived Eve is a seducing spirit. That is what's in the land right now, saints of God. That is what's in the land. But my word to you is do not be moved. Oh, my God, yes, do not be moved. Do not be moved. Don't let nothing shake your faith. Don't let nothing move you from the place in God. Don't let nothing take away your joy. God spoke yesterday and he said, tell my people they need a passion of Christ. Hallelujah. He said they need a passion. They need to call for the passion again. A desire of me, a hunger of me. Oh, God, blessed are they that thirst and hunger after righteousness, for they shall be filled. They are hungering for things of the world. They're hungering for fashion. They're hungering for flesh. My sanctuary is not a place of worship anymore. Oh, God, hallelujah, God. They're bringing in spirits that is not of God. The preachers, oh my God, God is speaking to pastors. God is speaking to you. And he's saying, no more smooth words. It is time to preach repentance. Oh my God, yes. It's time to preach repentance. It's time, God. Don't preach for filthy lucre. Don't preach for the money, but preach for the souls. Hallelujah. A call to righteousness. A call to righteousness. The mothers, the sisters, the brothers, the preachers, the prophets, the musicians, everybody is a call to righteousness. Don't go to the club on Saturday night and then go get on God's instruments and expect to minister. You are defiled. You are corrupt in the name of Jesus. Preachers in the pulpit that are corrupt in the name of Jesus. You are not acceptable to God. You are a curse in the name of Jesus. You got to stand before God. The blood of the people will be on your hands. You have not warned the people. You're telling them prosperity when they need to be saying, save me, Jesus. God is speaking. There is a call over the world, a call of righteousness, a call of repentance. God is saying, go back to the potter's house of God. Yes, go back to the potter's house. Go back to the beginning. You have left your first love. You have trying to please the people. You're trying to keep the members happy. You're trying to keep your wife happy. You're trying to keep the children happy. He said, you were called by me. I chose you before the foundation of the world that you would be holy in the name of Jesus. Come out from among them. Yes, yes, yes. If you don't have a five members, make sure they're saved. God is not going to bless you if your members are innumerable. He's not calling you because of how many. He's calling you because he wants you to preach the gospel, that which he chose you to preach. We are a chosen generation, a royal nation, a peculiar people, a holy nation, that we should show forth the praises of God. He have called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. Hallelujah. This is the way God is leading me. He said, find that passion for me. You used to seek me. You used to pray. You used to have a prayer time just for me. Now you got to squeeze it in. But yet you want me to bless you. Yet I keep waking you up. Yet I keep giving you strength. Yet I keep giving you power. He says, seek ye, Lord God. Yes, seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Time is coming. Time is short. Oh, God, he's shortening the time for the very elect's sake. But if the elect is being deceived, then who will be ready when I come? Who will be ready? The church is being corrupt. Jesus, he tore down the tables when the people were selling in the temple. People are doing lecture slides in my house. Oh, my God, yes. Oh, they have taken away the holiness out of my temple. They have taken it away. Oh, God. God's looking for him in you. Do he see himself? Jesus is saying, do I see myself? I'm looking for me in you. I'm looking for me in the church. Where am I? Where am I in the church? Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. In the name of Jesus, you have left your first love. In the name of Jesus, he's saying, repent quickly. He said, repent quickly. Whoever it may be, even those that are living holy, I'm encouraging you to hold on tighter. Oh, my God, yes. Get a tighter grip. I don't care if it was five people in your house saved, and you are the only one that's saved now. Stay saved. Stay sanctified. That husband draw that wife. That wife draw that husband. And when the husband and wife get together, they can both draw the children. Hallelujah. A call to righteousness. In the name of Jesus. God is so soon to come back. He's so soon to come back. And I'm going to tell you, there will be another call. As a matter of fact, it's going to be the last call. God is calling people in to judgment. And this is going to be the last call. If you would turn to St. Matthew, 24th chapter. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. St. Matthew, the 24th chapter, in the 30th verse. This is going to be the last call. He's pleading for the souls. He said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. For those that are carrying loads, I've learned the hard way. Don't try to carry it yourself. He's saying in his word, cast all your cares upon me, for I care for you. Every situation you're going through, give it to Jesus. Pray and ask him to show you how to do it. He'll show you. He'll direct you to his word. He said his word, in all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct, oh God, yes, he will direct your path. If you're a pastor, and it seems like you're the only one that's standing for holiness, keep on standing. Don't bow in the name of Jesus. The devil tempted Jesus. He came to him three times. But when Jesus stood, Satan, he went away, the Bible said, resist the devil, and he will flee. Saints, stand for what is right. Stand for holiness. That's the only thing going to stand. There are things going on in the world right now. And see, what the problem is, there are people that honestly want to be saved. But when they look at some of the church, they'll get confused. They're looking at some of the people that are in the choir stand, in the pulpit, and they're getting confused. And God is saying, I want those that are going to stand for me. Make up in your mind. Choose ye this day. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Stop trying to please the people. I remember the Bible talked about when Moses went up on the mountain. And God was talking to him about the Ten Commandments. And the people down below were so impatient. They didn't know where Moses was. And we need Aaron. The weak need preacher. He began to take heed to the people. And he fashioned and he made them a golden calf. He did that which was pleasing to the people. But when Moses came off that mountain, oh my God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, he said, choose ye this day whom you will serve. And those that did not obey, oh my God, God destroyed them. Oh, my God, yes, God destroyed them. And God will do the same thing today. He is a merciful God, but he is also a God of wrath. God does not want to have to provoke people to come. A lot of time when somebody died, then people want to get saved. Oh, I want to come. I want to come. You know, Mookie and Pookie, I got shot. Now I want to come. I want to come. Because they're scared. But that only lasts for a little while. He don't want you to come because of that. He wants you to come because you really want him. That you really want him. Blessed are they that thirst and hunger after righteousness. For they shall be filled. There's going to be a last call. Last call. There was a time when I was in the Social Security office and they was calling out numbers. And I remember the lady saying, last call. Last call. In other words, I'm not calling out this number no more. When Christ comes, he's not coming back to get a second trip. He's not making a second trip. That's why he's saying, use your time wisely. A lot of times when we go to the car wash, it has a timer on it. But when that timer start beeping, either you got to put money in it to extend it or that time going to run out. So what you try to do is to prevent from putting more money in, you try to speed up to rinse it off so you won't have to do it no more. Time is running out. Don't let time run out on you before you get saved. 24th chapter of St. Matthew and the 30th verse. This is the last call. Get ready to close. And then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven. And then shall all the tribe of the earth mourn. And they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. That's why, saints of God, hold on, help. Hallelujah. Help is on the way. Hold on. Whatever you have to do to stay safe, stay safe. Whatever you have to do to please God, please God. If you have to walk by yourself, you are not alone. He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. And he shall send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet, and they shall gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the earth, to the other. Whatever direction you in, north, south, east, west, when God, when Jesus come back, we shall be caught up. For the Bible said, for the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, and with the voice of an archangel, with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. And we which are alive and remain, those that are walking around, shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet him in the air. It's going to take power to get from earth to heaven. That's why the Holy Ghost is needed. Get saved, get sanctified, and get the Holy Ghost, and you will never, ever be the same. Amen. This time, I pray and hope that this word has been a blessing to you, and I would like to turn it back over to Evangelist Bonds, and she can direct us in the direction she would love for us to go.
Amen. God bless you, woman of God. Amen. Hallelujah, Evangelist. Amen. Biggs, amen. What a message. Amen. On tonight, praise God. Amen. My eyes are flowing. Amen. My spirit is overwhelmed. Amen. This is not just a sinner call. This is a saint call. Whosoever will, let them come. Praise God. Amen. And the word on tonight, hallelujah, she said, praise God, a call to righteousness. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And she talked about the last call. Glory to God. Amen. To let us know that we can be knowers. Amen. In our homes. That touched so many things. Good message. It's just a message all over, praise God. We were just dotting down, praise God, amen. But we want the whole, amen, the whole word tonight, praise God, amen. I already put my request in, amen. We want a copy, praise God, amen, tonight, praise God, amen. But we're going to ask, amen, open up the line, praise God, amen, for the woman to come back, amen. If you want to accept Christ tonight, amen, she have gave you the invitation, amen, have told you what to do. First, repent. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Repent of your sins. Hallelujah, because Jesus is coming back. Hallelujah. He's sending out a call. He's sending out his signs. Amen. So many said, amen, why is Jesus not talking? Amen. Jesus is using sign language. Amen. Can't you see the sign of the judgment? Glory to God. Amen. We're going to open up the line, praise God, those that, amen, want to accept Christ as your personal Savior. Get that personal relationship. Amen. You're going to need him. You're going to need to be saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost. Amen. You're going to need that keeping power. Hallelujah. Amen. She hit from the pulpit, praise God, to the usher, to whatever part, amen, you play in the church. Amen, amen. Not so much to say play, but whatever you do in the church, she hit it all. Amen, hallelujah. No shortcoming. Amen, no more partying, no more playing. Amen, it's time to get serious with the Lord, praise God. Amen, so, amen, the line is open. Match star 6, amen. We're going to ask, praise God, amen, that the evangelist will come back, praise God, to the platform, praise God, amen. Glory to God. You have sickness in your body, amen. You want to stand in for someone else, praise God, your children, your grandma, praise God, whatever, praise God, whatever you need, praise God, amen. We're going to pray, amen, and she's going to pray with you and pray for you, praise God, amen. So we're going to ask, amen, Evangelist Biggs, amen, if you will come back, praise God, to the platform, praise God, and take the prayer request.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I thank God for Evangelist Bonds, and I thank God for the word of God that have went forth on tonight. And we are believing that the word of God will take root. And we are asking right now if there's anyone, hey, God, yes, yes, yes. Don't be ashamed. Don't be ashamed to match, press star 6. If you have a prayer request, whatever the need is, whatever, there's nothing too small, there's nothing too great, and there's nothing too hard for God to handle. We ask that you come forth at this time. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Whatever the need is, whatever the need is, yes, we ask that you press star 6 and that you come forth. God will answer whatever your need and whatever your cry is. He's here to answer your cry. Hey, God, he's a God that can be reached and he can be touched. He said in his word, they have no temptation taken you but such as is common to man. And God is faithful. He will not allow you to be tempted above that ye are able, but we'll make a way for you to escape. He is your help. Amen. We ask that you come on the line, press star 6, and we ask that you come forth on tonight. Amen. 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 Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Baba God. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Whosoever will, let him come. Whosoever will. If it's sickness that you desire prayer for, if you desire, like she said, to stand in the gap for someone else, whatever it is, don't ever feel like my prayer is not worthy to be asked, to be answered. Every prayer, every request is honorable. Whatever you stand in the need of, God is able. He is exceedingly abundantly above and asks all that, whatever you ask, he will give it to you. Yes, yes. In the name of Jesus, God, we believe you. We believe you, God. Yes, Lord. But what we're going to do, we're going to go ahead and pray that whatever the need is, we're believing that every need will be met, whether it's spiritual, mental, physical, or financial. Whatever the need is, we are praying that it be met. Tonight, Baba God, yes, tonight, in the name of Jesus. Precious God, in Jesus' name. God, we thank you right now, dear God, for blessing us, God, to be on the line one more time among your great people. We thank you for your word, dear God. We thank you for your word being alive on the inside. We thank you for your blood that you shed for the remission of our sins, God. And God, we thank you, God, that you are an unlimited right now in the name of Jesus. Maybe there's somebody that finger is about to touch star 6. And maybe they got a fear, or maybe they got a hesitant spirit, but whatever it is, I'm asking that you go in every house. Oh, my God, yes. Meet every need right now. In the name of Jesus, God, we speak life to every dead situation. Oh, God, every crooked situation. We ask that you make it straight right now, even those that are having trouble on their jobs. God, we ask that you bring peace. In the name of Jesus, oh, my God, yes, those that have trouble in their home, God, bring peace right now. Oh, God, speak a peace of word to their soul, Lord. Give them a song that will comfort and comfort their spirit right now. Oh, God, we ask that you touch those that are not saved, those that don't even have a mind. See, like their minds are not even desiring you. But, God, you are able to change that mind. You're able to change that direction that they're going in and show them that you got a better way for them. And God bless the body of Christ. Bless us to get even the more anchored, the more rooted, but God, yes, the more grounded and more settled in you. Bless us to be that light that sit upon the hill. Bless the saints of God on their jobs. And right now, even those that have been hit by the COVID, those that have lost loved ones, God, only you can fill that void. Only you. Alcohol can't do it. Drugs can't do it. Oh, God, only you can fill that void. God, we are believing that COVID is going to bring people to you. Yes, yes, yes. We believe that it's going to bring people closer to you, God. In the name of Jesus, God, let your anointing flow all over this line. Bless this line in a mighty way. Bless Evangelist Bradley. Bless those that are assisting her, Lord. Bless her for her favor, but God, yes. Bless her for her faithfulness. In the name of Jesus, everything she put a hand to do, Lord, bless it. Every thought, Lord, bless it. Every idea, Lord, bless it. Every plan, Lord, bless it. In the name of Jesus, every vision, God, you bless it. In the name of Jesus, bless the pastors. Bless the ministers, Lord. Bless the prophets. Bless the evangelists. Bless us all to walk according to your word. Bless us to be real and not be fake. Oh, God, bless us to stand in the holy place. Oh, God, if we have to stand by ourselves. God bless us to stand, Lord. Oh, God, help us to declare holiness until the day we die. Oh, my God, holiness without, which no man shall see the Lord. Oh, God, bless us all to come together to love each other, Lord. Oh, God, bless there be no division among the body of Christ. If there's anyone that have an ought against a brother or sister, oh, God, we ask that you, God, bring it to a note. In the name of Jesus, oh, God, that home right now that got division in it, oh, God, humble spirits, those that are high-minded, God, bring them down. Oh, God, bless those that are high-minded, those that are stubborn. Oh, God, rebuke that spirit in the name of Jesus. God, bring peace in the home. That mother that don't know where her child is, oh, God, touch that child mind and send them back home. Send that daughter back home, Lord. In the name of Jesus, God, we declare victory. We declare victory right now. Oh, God, I pray even for myself as a caretaker for my brother and sister. God, my desire in everything that I do is to please you, God, every day, every minute, every second, every hour. God, I desire to hear you say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Oh, God, bless us all to realize that we're not here on our own. God, we were chosen by you. And God, it is your will that we are to do. We are to do it to your pleasing. And, oh, God, bless Evangelist Mons. Oh, God, bless Minister Emmanuel, Lord. Even the young lady that sung on tonight, whatever they standing in need of, God, bless them to be servants. Oh, God, in every way, meet every need, oh, God. Yes, Lord, raise the saints of God up to another level. I speak it right now, Baba God, yes. Raise us up to another level. In the name of Jesus, raise us up, Lord, in your anointing, in your consecration, in your power, the wisdom of your word right now in the name of Jesus. Raise us up to another level, God. Those that are suffering trouble, those that are suffering grief, strengthen the people. Show yourself mighty right now, God. Those that have lost their jobs, even due to COVID, God bless them mightily. I speak it right now. Bless them in abundance. That which was taken, God, restore it double. Restore it triple. Ever, but God, yes, in the name of Jesus. God, we believe it right now. We believe it right now. Even those that have COVID, God, purify and cleanse their body. Oh, God, remove it from their body in the name of Jesus. And, oh, God, touch their lungs. Breathe his breath. Oh, my God, yes. Breathe life in the lungs, God, in the name of Jesus. Remove it from their body. Purify it. Sanctify it for your glory and for your purpose. God, we glorify you. We magnify you on tonight. Everybody, Lord, in the name of Jesus, bless the saints of God to tell somebody about you. Help us not to be selfish, dear God, and just keep it to ourselves. But God, help us to spread this good news, God, whether we at the gas station, whether we at the supermarket. Help us to tell somebody, Baba God, yes. Help us to tell somebody about you. In the name of Jesus, even our neighborhood, bless our light to shine. Bless us to be a blessing to our neighbors, God. Help us in every area of our life. We need your direction. We can't do it by ourselves. We need your directions, God. We are your vessels. Pour into us what you want us to pour out. Bless us to be slow to speak, swift to hear, but slow to speak. Help us to study to be quiet and to do our own business and to work with our own hands. Help us to speak when you speak. Help us to pray more, fast more, seek your face more, God. Bless us, Lord, to help somebody and be a help to somebody along this way. We are not here just by ourselves, but God, help us to help, even if it's just one person, help us to help somebody. Oh, God, you put us here. You put us here as your plan. It was your plan for us to be here for your glory. And God, bless those that are in the world that are not saved. I'm praying that you will bless them to get tired. Tired of doing what they're doing, and they're ready to surrender to you. Yes, yes. Bless them, Lord, to get tired of what they're doing, even the things they enjoy. Bless them to get boring to them, Lord. Take away their hunger for it and give them a hunger for you. God, we thank you for tonight. We believe that something was accomplished. We believe that it will not return void. Blessed God, that it will accomplish that which we sent. God, have your way on tonight. We glorify you, and we magnify your prosperous and holy name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And I turn it back over to Evangelist. Amen. Evangelist Bonds. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, woman of God. Praise the Lord. I believe we perhaps dropped the call there for a moment. But we give God thanks on tonight. We thank him for this word. My God, my God. I see her back on the platform. Amen, Jesus. But I tell you what, since the space was open, I'm telling you, what a word, what a word, what a word on tonight. Amen. I mean, packed, 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 packed. And we just giving God thanks, amen, Jesus, for, again, such a choice, anointing. People of God, you got to know, you got to discern what the Lord has done tonight. Amen. It's no small thing, but we thank God, amen, for the open heaven on tonight. Glory to God for the choice anointing on tonight. Glory to God for all that he's done. Glory to God. We just give God thanks, and we just give God praise. Amen. Glory be to God. I told the woman of God, I can't say nothing. I can't do it. Amen, Jesus, because I feel it. I feel it. Amen. So we're going to pass the platform back over to Evangelist Bond. God bless you. God bless you, Evangelist Diggs. God bless you. We love you so much. Amen. Glory to God. Yes.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord again. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm not no better. Praise God. Amen. Than Evangelist Bradley. Praise God. Amen. Amen. As the song said, I'm just all shook up. Glory to God. Amen. What a word on tonight. Amen. Woman of God, I enjoyed you so much. Glory to God. Amen. Feel just like I've been in a revival. Hallelujah. Amen. The word really touch my heart tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. I praise God tonight for the word. Amen. For all that he has done. Praise God. Glory to God. Amen. A call to righteousness. Praise God. And I praise God for you tonight. Amen. Want you to know. Praising God. Hallelujah. Amen. If you want to get a copy of this message tonight. Amen. I feel like I need five. Amen. Tonight. Amen. I'm just. Amen. I'm on it. I'm up. Amen. As my mom would say, amen. I feel it bubbling. I feel it bubbling tonight. Glory to God. Amen. But let me tell you how you can get, amen, a copy of this broadcast. Praise God. Amen. Hearing the word on tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. Got your pencil and paper ready. Amen. Hallelujah. The number is 912-239-18. Amen. Let me renounce that again. The number is 912-257-3918. Hallelujah. Amen. If that can't reach that number, we have another number for you. Amen. And that number would be 678-608-7234. Amen. And again, 678-608-7234. 1-800-284-3434. Amen. It's a must. Amen. It's a must. Amen. You must get a copy, praise God, of this. Amen. The word on tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 It will carry you through. Praise God. Amen. Another day, another minute, another hour. Praise God. The call. The call. The call. The call. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. She let us know. Amen. Amen. God is looking. Amen. For him in us. Amen. We must be the light. We must show the light. Amen. And be the church. Amen. That he's looking for in these last and evil days. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. I just praise the Lord. Amen. Tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And we just ask the woman of God, amen, to be encouraged. Praise God. We're going to pray for her. Pray for her strength. Amen. And we're going to pray that the Lord, amen, restore back into her all that she has put out. Praise God. Tonight. Amen. Because she spoke. Amen. From the, amen, from the bottom of her heart. She gave it like the Lord told her to give it to us. Praise God. Amen. And we just know that you was blessed. Amen. I was blessed tonight. Amen. So we're going to ask you to, amen, come together and let's pray for the woman of God. Then after that, praise God. Amen. Going to open up the line. Praising God. Amen. And then we're going to turn it back over to the woman of God. Amen. Our Father, our God, we thank you tonight. Oh, what a night. What a night. And what a word. Amen. Hallelujah, Lord, that you have given to us tonight. Praise God. Amen. Help us, oh God. Hallelujah. Oh God. Hallelujah. Oh God. Hallelujah. To take your word. Praising God. Hallelujah. Let it not just go. Praise God. Just be them, oh God, that it affects us. Oh God, for your word said, help us, oh God, to be doers, oh God, of the word. Praise God. And not just hearers only, oh God. But we thank you tonight for the woman of God that you have placed tonight, oh God, in this place. Hallelujah, oh God, Lord, to restore, renew, revive us, oh God. Lord, bless her going out, her coming in, oh God. Rich, Lord, to bless her family in the name of Jesus. Keep her under your blood in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Meet every need in the mighty name of Jesus. Let her, oh God, continue to tell the good news of the gospel, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. We thank you, oh God, that she continue to be a bold soldier. Hallelujah. To stand, oh God, what she done. All that she can do, stand anyhow in the name of Jesus. Lord, and we praise you, Lord, and we thank you for the jewel that you have placed tonight in our stead. And Lord, we forever give you praise in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, go with us. Cover her, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you tonight in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Glory to God. Lord, we thank you. We thank you. Hallelujah. We're going to ask tonight, God, that the lines will be open just to give you a praise. I know you want to get it out. I know you want to shout hallelujah. Amen. I know you want to holler.
All participants are unmuted.
Amen. We're going to let you do it just for a little bit. Amen. Then after that, we're going to turn it back over to the woman of God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
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 Thank you.
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 Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
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 Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hallelujah,
hallelujah,
hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, God.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Jesus. Glory, glory,
glory. Hallelujah.
All participants are muted, and they can unmute themselves.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah. Amen. We turn it back over to the womb. Amen. Evangelist Biggs. Amen. God bless you.
God bless you, woman of God. I thank God so much for the beautiful, beautiful fellowship on tonight.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Jesus.
It has really been a blessing to me to be able to fellowship with the people of God.
God.
Our inheritance is truly among those that are sanctified.
Yes, God.
We gain strength one from another. Maybe Monday, you may be weak, I can give you a word. Maybe Tuesday, I may need a word. We are helpers one to another. And we thank God for the service on tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And I would like to say that I thank God and count it an honor to have this opportunity to bring the word on tonight, and I hope and pray that it was a blessing to somebody. We didn't choose ourselves. It was God that chose us. I often tell people I didn't volunteer to preach. God chose me. Even when he called me, I ran for a while, but he did like Joan and chased me down. But I thank God for Jesus. I count it an honor. If I could be used by Satan, then I truly can be used by God.
Yes.
And I thank God for it. And I would like to say that, as Minister Holes had mentioned, the Lord has blessed me and my family. We have a gospel singing group by the name of the Madison Airs. And if you would like to view us on Facebook, we have videos, and the Lord has blessed us to be able to do two CDs. Our mother and our father, Joseph and Dorothy Biggs, they were the ones that started the group. But in 2007, in March, God called our mother home. And less than 3 months later, God called our father. So the Lord has blessed me from 2008 to be carrying the group as the manager. And he has blessed us to be able to sing with a lot of groups, Lee Williams, a whole lot of different singers. And I thank God for it. I count it an honor. Because one thing about it, the word of God is not bound. And I asked that if you would like to befriend us on Facebook, and you can befriend me, Bevelyn Biggs, I would be honored to be able to fellowship with God's people on Facebook. And I would also like to say that I'm a member of Saints Tabernacle Church in Monroe, Georgia. And if you're ever in Monroe, a little small town, and would love to drop in on us, we would love to fellowship together. Just take it on up to another level. And I asked Evangelist Bradley, could I make this announcement? We know that COVID has hit the land in so many ways, and unfortunately, it has hit the land in death. And I like to give people information that could be a help to them. Well, FEMA has come up with a program that is helping families that have lost loved ones that's due to COVID. They are reimbursing them up to $7,000 of funeral cost for those that pass after January 20th, 2020. And you have to have the death certificate and whatever receipts you have that deals with the funeral cost. And it has to be a United States citizen. Person has to have been a United States citizen. and the death certificate has to state that they passed due to COVID. And I would like to give out this number to everybody. I also texted to Evangelist Bradley if you would like to contact her as well. But this is the number where you can call to get an application so that you can fill it out and turn it back in. That number is 844-684-6333. Again, 844-684-6333. And I hope and pray that something was said on tonight that was a blessing. And when I say I count it as an honor, I mean it from my heart. There are a lot of people that may have a proud spirit to where they got a lot of degrees or what have you, and I don't. I'm just an humble servant as a messenger for the voice of God. And I want you all to know I do be listening in on the services, and I have already received some messages of the videos, I mean not videos, the audios, and I tell you, it has been a word for my soul. Even the night the gentleman preached about the dimensions of prayer, oh God, it was awesome. And there are others that I am going to request as well. I love you all so much. Continue to pray for me. I'm a caretaker for my mentally disabled brother and sister, and I'm asking you all to pray for me that God will continue to empower me with his strength, because I know through his strength I can do all things. At this time, we're going to get ready to close, and I would like, if it's okay, Evangelist Barnes, if I could turn it back over to you, sweetie, and you dismiss us, I would appreciate it. Thank you all so much again for this opportunity.
Amen. Thank you again. Amen. Evangelist Biggs, amen, for your reverence, your word, amen. Again, I hope, amen, the founder, amen, Evangelist Bradley, God bless you, amen, for trusting me, praise God, amen, to be the host, amen, God bless you all, amen, thank you for your prayers, amen, just everything, amen, I'm just happy tonight, amen, in Jesus, amen. So our Father, our God, we thank you tonight, Lord, we come to say thank you for another day, thank you for another night, oh God, and we just thank you, Lord, for how you just pour out your blessing upon us tonight. Lord, we ask you tonight, Lord, if we dismiss us from this place, but not from your presence, bring us back, oh God, at the appointed time. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you all tonight.
Praise the Lord, and we're going to open the lines one more time, people of God, before we leave the line. Amen. Just give God a praise, glory to God, for all that has done. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you.
Amen.
One more time.
All participants are unmuted.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. 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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus. Jesus.
God bless you.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
All participants are muted, and they can unmute themselves.
Oh, in your name, we pray. Can you sing that tonight? Come on. Oh,
This session is no longer being recorded. Goodbye.